Hey, sorry, is this a bad time or? No, I figured because of the way you came in, yeah, it was loud. The door slam kinda made it all the more dramatic. 10 out of 10. So, what's up? What happened? Oh, come on. I know everything there is to know about you. I'm with you almost 24 hours a day. You gotta tell me what's happening. I know when you go to the bathroom, for crying out loud. I know when you leave the house. I know everything. I even know you eat a handful of my Cheez-Its every time I have them open in my cupboard. So, what's up? Tell me. I can be a great listener. You just don't know because you've never told me anything of this caliber. Well, yeah, have you ever gotten deep with me before? No, you haven't, right? So now's the chance. We can, bond or whatever. So, what's up? Start from the beginning, you know? You left the house. What were you doing? Oh. So you thought it was like a date sort of thing? Okay. So you went over to her house. She has something to tell you. Was she pregnant? Okay. Sorry, keep going. She. What? Okay. I get it now. No, because how long have you guys been dating? Before you even moved in, right? That's so abrupt. Why did she break up with you? Because of me. What did I do? I didn't do anything. Dude, I let her come in to our apartment, do whatever she wanted. I stood out of the way. I was always in my room, even if I wanted to come out for dinner. What did I do? Okay. We live together, and what? Sorry. I feel like I'm making this more about me now. This is about you. You got broken up with. And I'm sorry that happened. She was a cool chick until I realized how jealous she was. I mean, honestly, you know what? She should have been jealous. We're like two peas in a pod, you know? Hey, I know when you use the restroom. But seriously, I wouldn't worry about her. Yeah, I mean, if it's that easy to get under her skin, imagine if you guys were married. And you had a female coworker, or God forbid, a female assistant. Whew, that would have been a terrible marriage. awful. And I think she needs to do some, like, inside work. Well, I'm not saying that she was mean. I'm saying that she was insecure. But, that's none of my business. I shouldn't ask if you're okay, because obviously you're not. Do you need anything? I mean, I can get you some of my Cheez-Its. Yeah, they're not in the drawer. I hid them in a different spot. Yeah. I didn't want you taking them. Okay. Well, I can just sit here and if it makes you feel any better, I can tell you all about one of my terrible exes. Well, yeah, it was a while ago. Basically ruined my perception forever, but they were, like, you know, emotionally abusive. Yeah, no, everything was my fault. Our fights, my fault. Our breakup, my fault. Everything was my fault. And, made me feel like one of your bowel movements. I'm not gonna lie. But yeah, after that whole thing happened, you know what I did? Because I was at the gym when they broke up with me. So I got in my car, I cried, and, you know, I texted all my friends that we broke up. And then I drove around for a little while, and then I never shed a single tear after that. Because, guess what? Not worth our time, for real. I'm just saying, like, you're way better than her. Guarantee it. Like, she... I'm gonna keep my nasty words to myself, but you're gonna get over this. It'll take some time, but, you know, I'll be here for you every step of the way, you know? Are you feeling better now, or? I mean, you look better. Yeah, no, I get it. Like, after an emotional roller coaster, you're a bit tired. How about you take a nap and I'll go, make something to eat, okay? What? Yeah, I can stay here with you, sure. Do you want me to, like, sit in the... Oh. No. I get it. Physical contact, it's probably a big thing in your relationship. No, it's fine. I'm surprised that you'd want to do that with me. Yeah. I'll call you. Just, do you prefer being Big Spoon or Little Spoon? Yeah, I can do that. Let me just, get behind you. Yeah, no, this is perfect. Of course it's perfect. Just close your eyes. I can make that dinner later. Yeah. Just have a nice nap, okay? Hey. I know you're not awake, but God, I've been thinking about the conversation we had, and I don't think it's fair for me to call your ex insecure. Truth is, she did have a reason not to like me. I didn't outright tell her or anything. I did intend to stay out of your way and let you guys do whatever you needed to do. But, even with you asleep, this is hard, but I have had feelings for you for the longest. You you just like, I don't know. I feel like you understand me on a different level, and it's not fair for me to call her jealous because I've been jealous for months. Because, I mean, you guys were in that relationship for so long, and I personally thought you guys would never break up, and I thought that my feelings would go away, but they're still here. But it's not really fair for you if I just out the gate admitted it, but I feel like a terrible person because I'm so happy you two broke up. And that is terrible. I feel awful. But I'm relieved in the same... at the same time. Because I can have you. There's a chance for me. So I don't want to be unfair to you or to her, I guess, even though I don't really like her. but that's a me thing, of course. But yeah, I guess I just wanted to say it because I'm so relieved, but I'm also sad for you, and I'm also extremely excited for what may come, because I don't know if I'm ever gonna live up to her standards or be what you want, but I'm hoping one day. But I should shut up and let you sleep. Yeah. Sleep well.